All right. Thank you, Ryan, for the message. I was challenged with what you shared, temperance. Do I have temperance? Also, faith. I've heard the saying, or heard people say already, if you ask God for patience, he's going to give you a trial. So just a challenge for me to remember that if I have a trial, God is trying to teach me patience. So thank you for the message. At this time, I will open it up. If you have something to share, feel free to do that.
It's good to be here this morning. Thank you, Ryan, for the message that you shared. And I was just encouraged by the thought that even today, God still has a plan for the church. And as I thought back through the scripture, I had to think of what Jesus told Peter when he told him that the gates of hell shall never prevail, basically against the church, if I put it in today's words. But on the rock, he's going to build his church. And so I was just encouraged by that even today, that still holds true, I think. We don't have anything to fear. But thank you for being faithful and being willing to take Tim's place this morning. I appreciate you doing that. And I think you laid maybe a good foundation for the message next Sunday. I don't know yet for sure what all God has in store for the message. You all can pray for me as I prepare this next week, but I feel like what you shared this morning lays a good foundation. So thank you for being faithful in what God has given you to share.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan, too, for the message. It's very needful for me, especially when I think of temperance and patience. It's something that I still need to work on and grow in. Many a time that I failed in my patience. But I praise the Lord for the message.
Bless you, Ryan, for sharing. And before you started there, the song where it's talked about being stronger, I was encouraged this week. A video I watched of these, I think there were two guys. They're up in Chicago preaching and kind of ministering to the ladies before they go in to get an abortion, I guess you could say. And he just made a video of kind of how it goes and everything. And he said it's 99% of them turn them down. But the reason they keep doing what they're doing, it's because 1% listened to them, and they said they saved over, I was 86 or 89 babies already. And yeah, I was just encouraged. They're being faithful, and they're being strong, and yeah.
Yeah, I also want to say thank you, Ryan, for what you shared. I was challenged with the thought of doing everything in moderation, and there's so many areas of life where there's things that can be good or they can be bad, and a lot of it comes down to whether or not we're using moderation in that. So, yeah, challenged with that and other thoughts as well. Sitting here this morning, I just had to think about something that I was challenged with yesterday. So I was somewhere where there was a lot of discussion on evolution. Well, I was at a museum, and it was a secular museum, so to speak. And so there was a lot of timelines and things that alluded to millions of years and whatever. And I was really, really struck as I thought about all the people that were there. And I just had to think, a lot of those people seemed to just Yeah, they were looking at those timelines, and they were, you know, they believed that, yes, this is what science shows and whatever. And I was just so struck. It was a very, very interesting experience. There was a lot of things that I really appreciated seeing, things that showed God's creation and all of that. And yet I had this, I don't know what you say, I had a little bit of sadness. Just the different things that were talked about and whatever that I had to think, boy, if you people would be willing to open up your Bible, you wouldn't have to say, we don't know for sure how this is, but this seems to be, you know, this timeline. Well, the Bible lays it all out, and it also explains how and why it all happened. And especially, like, they referred to what they would say the Great Dying, where a lot of the dinosaurs and stuff got wiped out, and they said they don't know for sure, you know, was it over a short period of time or, you know, a few million years or whatever. And I would have wanted to stand up and lift up my Bible and say, right here, just read this and it'll tell you there was a great flood. It was a matter of days or hours, and this all happened, and it all makes sense when you look at that. And it just really struck me how much we have, you know, with the Bible. We know it's truth, and every time you look back, you look at things and you look it up in the Bible, and it all just makes sense. I guess I was just struck with the thought of how can I reach out to people and show people that what we have is truth and we can stand on it. We know it. So yeah, that's all I.
Thanks, Ryan. That was quite a lineup. You know, even take one of those characteristics and try to practice it. It's tough. But the one that stood out to me the most, I guess, was kindness. I've shared this before. I used to think, well, backing up a little bit, we used to attend a lot of different churches. Excuse me. And some of those churches, you know, there was preachers, deacons, whatever, that were very harsh and crack the whip, so to speak, and you part your hair in the middle, you wear your suspenders, and if you don't, you get punished, things like that. And I know there needs to be order and so on, but what I've learned in life is that's not godliness. Godliness is actually kindness. You will never win anybody without kindness. You know, even animals, puppies, whoever, responds to kindness. And that's the only way that you're going to win someone is through love and you know, being kind to someone. And Christ taught that very plainly. By this shall all men know that you love, or that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. So to me, that's godliness. If I see someone that, you know, is a kind person, merciful, extends mercy to people, whatever, and even, you know, even how we treat animals. Proverbs says, a godly man regardeth the life of his beast. You know, there's all areas of life. It's always proper to be kind. Not saying that we should be run over, but we should be firm in the truth, but we need to be kind.
Thank you, Ryan, for the message. It was for me. The song that you played just keeps going through my mind, Be Strong. And, yeah, I failed at being strong, and so I asked the church that you pray for me. My desire is to be strong, like the song says. Also, an FYI, if you want something to do tonight, the men's course, Ohio men's course, is this weekend. So the program is tonight in Kidron at 5, if you want something to do tonight.
Thank you, Ryan, for the message. The one that stood out to me was virtue. You were talking about doing the right thing, showing excellence. And a good friend of mine shared this thought with me a few years ago, where he talked about the right thing. And he said when you don't know what to do, he said, do the next right thing. He said, you will never run out of You'll never sit down and wonder what God wants you to do when you think about, okay, what is the next right thing to do right now? And I just thank you for sharing, especially that thought about virtue and showing excellence in everything we do.
Thank you for the message, Ryan. Talking about patience, yesterday we kind of got a test on that, I can say that, with the flight and everything. First it started off, our flight was canceled. So instead of just a two-hour layover, we had over five-hour layover. And, with 5 hours of nothing to do, people get bored too. Then we had delays leaving and delays coming in. And, it was just a lot of patience. And there were some people that they were very much ready to get off the plane. But it was just, all I can say, it was a good lesson in patience. How do we do with it? Do we make the best of it, or do we grumble and complain? And it's really, it's like the guy beside me said, it's really nothing that the pilots can do about it if it's from the other people, other circumstances. And so do we complain and all that sort of stuff, or do we trust in God to continue to lead the way and let Him do what is best? Thank you.
All right. Thank you for everyone who shared. So as was mentioned this morning, there's a fellowship meal prepared. So I will have a closing prayer, and I will remember the meal. Then, Lonnie, if you have a song or verse of a song after that, then we can consider ourselves dismissed. Why don't we all stand? Lord, we come before you just with thankful hearts for the forenoon we've had together. Thank you for the message. Lord, I ask you to bless Ryan for sharing, for the time you put into it. And just be with each one as we go out our separate ways and throughout this next week, that we can apply this message to our life, Lord, and that it can bring us closer to you and to help us to be faithful to you, Lord. Just ask for your blessing on this day, the remainder of the day. Just be with each one as we go home. Just keep your hand over us and keep us safe, Lord. I thank you for the warm place to be in. Thank you for providing a meal for us. Just ask that you bless each one that has taken part in preparing it, and just bless the food to the nourishment of our bodies, Lord. Just thank this, and above all, I just thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose again. And through that, we have that hope of eternal life to be with you someday forever. And we just thank you for that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.